raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embrace-EA that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. P-E-E-K Painting.com.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Can you imagine getting your driver's license renewed at 100 years of age for an additional 5 years? This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. It's time to improve your health and have fun doing it. That is what Marge Jetton did when she renewed her driver's license for another 5 years on her 100th birthday. Marge says what keeps her going is avoiding junk food, her faith, and eating a plant-based diet such as sweet potatoes, beans, and green leafy vegetables. Choose these vegetables and more and add to your daily eating plan. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and instructor who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, July 31st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Bakersfield man pepper sprays family with two children at San Luis Obispo, Food for Less. Creston native to participate in international maritime warfare exercise. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 102. It's 60 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. San Luis Obispo police responded to an incident at the Food for Less parking lot on Higuera Street yesterday afternoon. SLO police say a family of five adults and two juveniles got into an argument with an adult male, later identified as 38-year-old Travis Franco of Bakersfield. The police department said one of the adult victims feared for the safety of their family and displayed pepper spray to compel Franco to leave them alone. Franco retreated to his vehicle and then returned with his own pepper spray, using it on the adults and children of the entire family. He then fled as police were called. Franco was later located in Avila Beach by CHP and Port San Luis Harbor Patrol. Franco was taken into custody and found to be in possession of a handgun in his vehicle, stored improperly. He was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail on felony child abuse, misdemeanor unlawful use of pepper spray, and misdemeanor improper storage of a firearm in a vehicle. The next Coffee with the City event for Paso Robles will be this morning at 7:30 a.m. This session will take place at the Sunrise Villas apartment. The topic will be the state of homelessness in Paso Robles. Join city staff and representatives providing a full circle perspective about current programs, those who have received support, and organizations working to connect people with housing. Coffee with the City is an informative, informal community meeting designed to provide residents with insight into current issues and topics. This month's session will be extended to 90 minutes. Creston native participating in world's largest international maritime warfare exercise. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big-picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. A Creston native will be participating in the world's largest international maritime warfare exercise. Petty Officer 3rd Class Hannah Higuera serves aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt, a Navy warship participating in the biannual Rim of the Pacific exercise around the Hawaiian Islands. Higuera graduated from Atascadero High School in 2021 and joined the Navy 3 years ago. In the exercise, 31 nations, 40 surface ships, 5 submarines, 14 national land forces, over 140 aircraft, and 25,000 personnel will participate. The Republic of Korea will command the maritime component, and Canada will command the air component. Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce is excited to announce that Wake Up Paso is back by popular demand. Wake Up Paso is the Chamber's premier morning networking and community update event, bringing together local leaders to share the latest developments in shaping Paso. The event will be held Wednesday, August 5th, from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the Paso Robles Inn Ballroom. Featured guest speakers this month will be Paso Robles Police Department Chief Damian Nord, Joel Peterson, Executive Director of Wine Country Alliance, and Warren France, Community Development Director for the city. The speakers will provide timely updates on public safety, economic development, community planning, and continued growth of Paso Robles. Attendance is $40 for chamber members and $55 for non-chamber members. Atascadero's free Saturday concert series will continue tomorrow. Tomorrow's entertainment will feature Josh Rosenblum, an artist based on California's Central Coast. His sound today brings pop sensibility to genres of Southern rock, soul, and country. Atascadero concerts are held from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Atascadero Lake Park. Don't forget to take advantage of food truck weekends as well, from 12 to 4 p.m. every weekend through September 27th. This weekend features Quesadilla Gorilla. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Mariners 6-2, the Red Sox over the Athletics 5-4, the Giants beat the Padres 4-1, the White Sox over the Yankees 2-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Red Sox, the Giants will go against the Padres, the Angels will face the Brewers, the Athletics will go against the Tigers, the Yankees will face the Cubs. In California news, on Wednesday evening, deputies responded to reports of gunshots and screamings on a residential street in Chino Hills, on the 2100 block of Monteverde Drive. A male victim was shot and shoved into a car trunk by a male suspect. The suspect drove away and was located traveling at high speeds. A chase ensued and the vehicle's passenger surrendered, but the driver instead opened the car trunk and, in front of deputies, shot and executed the kidnapped victim. Deputies then opened fire and killed the suspect. A California businessman is in custody for allegedly hiring a hitman to murder someone over unpaid debt. Agents arrested Marcos Arturo Clemen Trollini in Miami on Thursday. He is a Mexican citizen, a lawful permanent resident of the U.S., and chief executive officer of cross-border currency exchange company, MoneyFlip LLC. Federal officials are also accusing Clemen of money laundering. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Cattle prices are strong right now, but high input costs are telling a more complicated story. Inflation has cut into profitability, leaving margins thinner than they may appear. Colorado State University Department of Agricultural and Resource Economics' Dr. Stephen Kuntz talks about why he sees this challenge persisting for years to come.
One of the things that has to happen on the cattle side is for there to be any sort of expansion in numbers, you actually have to tighten up supplies first. You have to hold heifers back, be willing to hold heifers back. And then that makes for tighter situations, tighter prices, or higher prices yet, before there's any sort of expansion. And the jury is kind of out on whether expansion is happening. I know producers that are very interested in doing it. And I know producers, especially the further west you go, that simply don't have the pasture resources and they're looking to liquidate some animals. So lots of variability.
Colorado State University's Dr. Stephen Kuntz. A federal judge has certified a class action lawsuit accusing major beef packers of manipulating cattle markets and increasing beef profit margins. The case includes cattle producers who sold fed cattle to Cargill, JBS USA, National Beef, and Tyson Foods from June 2015 through February of 2020. Producers allege the packers reduced slaughter rates, coordinated purchases, and created cattle backlogs to push cattle prices lower.
Cattle Country Video will host its 2026 Oregon Trail Classic sale in Gary, Nebraska on Tuesday, August 4th and Wednesday, August 5th. This year's sale features an outstanding offering of over 51,000 head of yearlings and calves. Sale time both days, 8 a.m. Watch the sale live at CattleCountryVideo.com with online bidding available through Cattle USA. Again, it's Cattle Country Video's Oregon Trail Classic sale, August 4th and 5th out of Gary, Nebraska. View sale lots at CattleCountryVideo.com.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, REDS has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call REDS OnTime Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. While California has developed new strategies to prepare for wildfires, protect water supplies, and respond to public health emergencies, the state's agricultural pest prevention system has fallen behind even as producers face more threats than ever before. Lindsay Carter, executive director of the California Agricultural Commissioners and Sealers Association, said in a recent AgAlert commentary, "The states could not be higher. For growers, invasive pests don't just threaten yields, they jeopardize export markets, increase production costs, and create uncertainty that can last for decades," Carter said. To address the issue, Carter said the association in the coming year will invite growers, commodity organizations, environmental interests, university researchers, state and federal agencies, and other stakeholders to help develop a comprehensive statewide pest prevention plan. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smock and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smock and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs right around 103, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs around 104, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Sunday and all the way through Friday next week. Upper 90s on Sunday, low 90s Monday through Thursday, 93 a week from today. An extreme heat warning is in effect from 10 a.m. today till 8 p.m. on Sunday. Dangerously hot conditions of 95 to 110 degrees are expected in some parts of San Luis Obispo County. Chances of heat-related illnesses increase significantly during extreme heat events. Remember to drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Do not leave children or pets in unattended vehicles. Car interiors will reach lethal temperatures in a matter of minutes. Currently, it is 62 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News time is 7:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher. The Nasdaq's getting a boost from Amazon. Shares opened 14% higher on a very strong quarter. Its cloud computing business, AWS, jumped 37% in the period. Apple sales were strong in the recent quarter, though that stock is down 9%. Apple expressed concern about higher costs for components and supply chain issues in months ahead. Tesla shares are up more than 1.5%. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is dismissing a report saying the electric vehicle company has been looking to separate or sell off its business in China. Chevron shares up 1%, ExxonMobil down 1%, even though both reported very strong business in the recent quarter, boosted by higher crude oil prices. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
July is flying by, and so are the appointments at Spa Allegretto. Don't miss your chance to enjoy a complimentary Arnica peppermint foot treatment with any spa service all month long at Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles. The perfect summer treat. Before the month is gone, call 805-369-2524 or visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com. July appointments are going fast.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. And as we get ready for freedom of speech, and it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real Atascadero. Remember, they are your Honda power equipment dealer. All righty. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on the Friday edition here on The Right Choice.
Morning Exchange.
Alrighty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Kenny is flying solo, but I have a couple of folks in, including member of this Templeton School District, Jennifer, and then Randy from the San Miguel School District, discussing bond measures, academic performance, and answer the question that was thrown out the other day on Sound Off: are there litter boxes in our schools? So, we will find out. We will find out. All right, let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. It's Randall.
Hello.
Hi, Kevin. It's Randall.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing fine. Hey, I need to pull a Bill Clinton and do a mea culpa. I misspoke yesterday about Jennifer Greninger seeing the litter boxes in Templeton. And she said she has seen the furries, which are the kids that dress up as cats, but she has not actually physically seen any litter boxes at Templeton.
Okay, well, she'll be joining Kenny this afternoon, so she can clarify that as well.
Oh, yeah. That was great. Yeah, I ran into her yesterday. We had a great candidates meeting with our new future mayor, Faith Frankel, at the headquarters. So we're looking forward to that, and looking forward to that her candidacy and her mayorship.
Randall, who is she running against?
A gentleman named Bill Britton, William Britton, and he seems to be focused on the airport and the Star Wars or whatever they're going to do out there with the airport. So he's kind of a single subject guy. I don't know him. He's supposedly a Republican, but he hasn't reached out to talk to me or to anybody that I know in the party.
Do you know
his name is Bill Britton? In it.
Do you know?
I'm sorry,
if,
go ahead.
Do you know if he's being backed or supported by John Hammond?
Yes, I think John Hammond is supporting him, and he got an early jump. And actually, you're not supposed to start even working on your campaign till 90 days before the election. But I guess he's already gotten endorsements from John Pashong. And I think the sheriff also. I'm going to have to ask Ian about that on Monday. He's going to be on at our Tea Party meeting. But I think he's gotten a couple of early endorsements from some folks. I hear he's a stand-up guy, but we need someone like Faith that actually knows the city, has lived in the city, and was raised here, and has some common sense.
All right. Well, as we know, it's going to get interesting.
It is. It is going to get interesting. But we've got some great school board candidates that have signed up that are basically pulling their papers or are already pulled their papers. Hopefully we can flip the school board in Paso, and Atascadero is in good shape. We've got our South County people working down at Lucia Mar. We've got some great candidates there. So I think it's going to be a good election for us. I really do.
Well, let's hope for the best, and we know we'll be hearing from most of them.
Yeah. Yeah, you will, and like I say, Faith Frankel is our candidate, and we're really looking forward to the campaign.
All right, well, thanks for the clarification.
Okay, yeah, and sorry, Jennifer. I didn't mean to speak out of turn, hopefully she'll have a great show this afternoon with you guys.
All righty, take care.
Okay, thanks, Kevin, bye.
All right. Call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL. Let's see here. Speaking of the text, you should have seen the comments made on everything Atascadero yesterday about the litter boxes. Atascadero Facebook users are definitely predominantly lefties, and they bashed KPRL big time. Okay, well, they can do that. No harm. There are no atheists in foxholes. How true. How true. Let's see here. Chris, when somebody is described as a furry, what is that exactly? Do you know?
We've been over this before. They basically just have an anthropomorphic persona that they like to adopt and pretend to be.
Do they dress differently?
Some people do. Others choose not to.
So how would you know what they are if they're not dressing?
Whether or not they tell you, I guess.
So would somebody literally dress up in a cat suit or a dog suit or something, put ears on, or how would that, it's different, I'm assuming.
Yes, it's different. It depends. Some people have full fursuits. Some people just do accessories such as ears and a tail.
Okay. Thank you for that. Let's see here on the text. Yes, John Hammond is supporting Bill Britton. Britton, again, according to this, is an independent. All right. Well, I'm assuming they'll be making comments and sending out their mailers, et cetera, like all candidates do, of their virtues of being married, having three kids and a dog, and they care about the community and all those things that we're going to hear, but we won't know until if they get elected what they do. So buyer beware with all of them. Let's see here. And on the email, chamber tickets. What is he? The chamber event you read about. Let's see here. Did I hear correctly? We must pay $40 to hear from our police chief and city official to talk about city issues regarding safety, community planning, etc. Are you kidding me? Well, you don't have to pay it, but you're not going to go. Chris, that's put on by the chamber, right?
Correct.
All right, so the police chief and I think Warren Frace is going to be there. And Peterson.
And it's also got food, so you're probably paying for that more than anything.
And what time is it from?
7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Okay. Well, of course there has to be food there because Americans cannot attend an event without having food.
Correct.
Even if they're putting a shovel in the ground. You got to have food or coffee or a donut or something like that. It's your choice. If you want to pay $40 and go hear them, then have at it. But you don't have, it says here, we must pay. No, you don't have to. But thanks for the email. All right. So as I asked, last hour, I asked, was bringing up that don't ask the usual questions of people who are running for office. Okay, you need to think in the wacko world we're in now and ask them on all these issues. When I say all these issues, these things that are just popping up left and right that seem to interfere with the normal. What's normal, Kevin? I don't know what's normal, but I know what it looks like. Regarding such things as the education of the children, because they're asking for $400 million to educate our children and make sure that we have the Taj Mahal and stuff. By the way, this story out of Spain and these illegals coming into the country, did anybody notice, and I'm sure you did, at least from what I saw yesterday, again, I only saw a couple of clips on two separate shows, and they were different clips. Anybody see any females in those clips? I didn't. They were all young men. And the other thing I noticed on many of them, they're hopping over the fence and, a lot of them didn't have shoes on. So what is the plan if you hop the fence or whatever, cross the river, you go into another country, you don't have any shoes, and I'm assuming they don't have a first day of work to report, where are they going to stay and how are they going to be fed? Anybody ever think about that? To me, it jumped out, especially didn't see any females in there. And we've, cause we had Susanna, she was down at the border a couple of years ago. She mentioned it, she's mentioned it on the air. And she said, not only with that, but also some people who were coming in that were, looked like they were well to do. All right. Let's see here. Now this is having to do with going back to one of our founders, John Adams. And many, many years ago, he made a prediction. And, of course, America is close to proving him correct. And this has to do with debt. The national debt is pushing close to $40 trillion. And we don't see any options to fix it. And, again, you have to go back 250 years and listen John Adams said, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There was never a democracy yet that did not commit suicide. Well, we were warned that 250 years ago, and we were kind of told that, what, almost 70 years ago with Khrushchev. Now, when Adams wrote it, again, that's two centuries ago. And he understood that free societies are not destroyed only by foreign enemies. They can also be weakened from within through complacency, indifference, and the gradual abandonment of the principles that made them successful. And one of the reasons why our founding fathers were so brilliant is because they made sure that they understood history and learning from the political and the great political and philosophical thinkers who came before them. And again, when you get right down to it, they deliberately created a constitutional republic built upon limited government, fiscal responsibility, individual liberty, and the protection of the inalienable rights to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Now, if you look at these, limited government, you gotta be kidding me. Fiscal responsibility, you gotta be kidding me. Individual liberty, well, we still have some, but more and more and more, that's going away. Going away. Which, by the way, I got a piece the other day on, this had to do with the, when we were talking about, do we have any privacy anymore? And I hope I can get it back up. Private message. Okay, here it is. Because we were talking about, for the most part, that our privacy has gone away through things we have to do, or simply because you want to post your life on Facebook and all this other kind of stuff. So anyway, I got this email that says private messages. Recently, a teacher was arrested and subsequently fired after sending a private message to her roommate complaining about a child in her classroom. The child had turned her computer off in class while she was filling out a lesson plan. She did not threaten the child or touch him. There were cameras in the classroom. She sent the message to vent about the child as she was frustrated that he turned the computer off and she lost her lesson plan. The police showed up and stated that the FBI has bots and messaging apps and her message was flagged and the police department was called to arrest her. So even your private messages are not private, which you should know that by now. So, I guess the thing, Chris, if I leave a voice message on somebody's phone, that stays there too, right? Even if I delete it.
You mean a voicemail?
Yeah.
So if you delete it on your phone, does it stay on their phone?
Well, no. If I get, you know what I mean, does a voice message stay on a phone even if it's deleted?
Well, anything can stay on a storage device even if it's deleted, because deleting things don't, like, gets rid of them, but not permanently, at least for a while.
So would that depend on the device that, well, after 30 days, everything or, you know, whatever gets completely erased?
I'm not certain about the time period. I just know that the way storage works is that when you delete something, it doesn't actually go away. That space is just allocated. And when something else comes along to fill it, that's when it's more permanently deleted. But then there's also, was it forensic digital analysis that I don't really know the ins and outs of. So the point is probably not. It's probably not actually deleted.
Okay. All right. Well, again, we have to beware. Let's see here. That's why they call it an invasion. I guess this is referring to Spain. Yep, it is. It is. All right. So anyway, John Adams was warning us. We've had other people warn us. We've had people who have come into this country warn us, and we don't heed the warning. Why don't we? Well, because could we go back to the complacency or the indifference or lack of education, a knowledge of history and fiscal responsibility, and if we've been brainwashed that it's somebody else's, it's free money, so I don't have to worry about it. Does that all kind of go into just one big reason why we're headed this way? All right, well, don't know how much time we have, but we shall see. Probably not in most of our lifetimes right now. But, you know, again, it's similar to if you've never did it and somebody says, wow, you used to be able to do that, the generation that's been raised without doing whatever it was that you and I did, they don't know the difference. You know, I like to use the merry-go-round and some of those simple, you know, things as an example. It's like, yeah, we did it. We used to do that, and we used to do a whole bunch of things, but can't do that anymore. All right, well, they don't know the difference. So what's the big deal? You're still living, you're still breathing, so why complain? That's how we've been going. All righty, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. San Luis Obispo police responded to an incident at the Food for Less parking lot on Higuera Street yesterday afternoon. SLO police say 38-year-old Travis Franco of Bakersfield pepper sprayed a family in a Food for Less parking lot during an altercation. He was later found by CHP and Harbor Patrol and arrested for felony child abuse and misdemeanor unlawful use of pepper spray. The Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce is excited to announce that Wake Up Paso is back by popular demand. Wake Up Paso is the Chamber's premier morning networking and community update event, bringing together local readers to share the latest developments in shaping Paso. The event will be held Wednesday, August 5th, from 7:30 to 9 a.m. at the Paso Robles Inn Ballroom. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 103. It's 64 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump takes his cabinet to Camp David, for marathon meetings in the woods. Last time he went was for Operation Midnight Hammer against Iran, but today a different peace deal is also launched.
Hamas appears ready, or at least willing, to lay down their arms as long as Israel agrees to finally leave the Gaza Strip. President Trump has announced this agreement is a critical step towards Gaza finally being governed by a new Palestinian government that will work closely with the Board of Peace to help the Palestinian people.
Fox's Peter Ducey. 60,000 migrants and counting pouring onto the shores of Ceuta, Spain from Morocco, mostly men looking jubilant. After the 3 mile swim, Spain mobilized the military. After its new amnesty plan attracted the migrants, the EU in shock. President Trump says, remember that picture, telling Fox, that's going to be us in 3 years if the Democrats get in. America's listening to Fox News.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
the Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. A hot one, 103 for your Friday. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 50s. 104 on Saturday. We'll cool down just a little bit. Upper 90s on Sunday. Then low 90s on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Mid-90s Friday, a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 6:11 a.m., 8:09 p.m., and we are at 65. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, and let's see here. Community calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. There's still plenty of time to make a splash this summer. The City of Paso Robles Recreation Services is excited to announce that private swim lessons will continue through August 27th. All right, and that's at the municipal pool right down the street there. And this allows instructors to accommodate swimmers of all skill levels and abilities. Each lesson is 30 minutes, and registration for the extended swim lesson sessions open Saturday, August 1st at 9 a.m. All right, so think about that and make sure you know what you're doing when you're around water. It's extremely important. Kabish? Kabish. All right, what else do we have here? Let's see here. Something that was given to me, and this is somewhat a little backwards. Let's just see here. It is the Paso Robles Youth Arts Center right across the street from us. It's a nonprofit. It's 501, and your contributions are deductible to the extent allowed by law. And they have lots of classes, and they have many things that they're offering. They just did a little work out there in the front looking nice. And they just want to remind you that, yes, they are there. They have a lot of things they could do for the youngsters. Many, many classes, and you know they've been doing it for many, many years. So if you'd like to help out and find out more about the Paso Robles Youth Arts, they have, let's see, Tuesday, second grades, 10 a.m. to a.m. This is a class in culinary arts. It's added to their schedule. Wednesdays, third and sixth graders, and then Thursday, seventh and 12th graders. So find out more and all that they have there at the Paso Robles Youth Arts Academy Center. All righty, community calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Here we go.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Remember, you don't need a special holiday or a special occasion to say thank you. Or I'm sorry. All right, local celebrities on this day. We have Carrie Dominguez, David Curry, Tommy Lutz Jr., Dakota Nation, Steve Faulks. We have Wayne Menicky, Ranelle Willis, Randy and Kathy Blythe, Jim and Maude Haskell, and Jed and Katie Dawson. Also on the list for tomorrow, well, on the list for tomorrow by themselves, Sarah Strasser, Curtis Rapp, Scott Ferula, Jason Crawford, Karen Russell, Cooper Silva, Jennifer Durfee, Joanne Hovey, Angela Summer, Larry Appleby, Kim Bankston, Todd Weatherwax, Carol Agon, Stephanie Anglum, Katie Tucker. We have, let's see here, who else do we have on the list here? Kelly and Sandy McCullough, Russ and Jan Brown, Tom and Janice McNamara, and Jack and Trish Jacobs. Sundays, Marilyn McWilliams, Stacy Stover, Brian Calloway, Judy Coleman, Diane Reed. We have Michael Schatz, Brian Cowan, and Megan Parsley. On my right-hand side, let's see here. The brother of Liberace, George Liberace, 1911-1983. Ryan Hextall, Hockey Hall of Famer, 1913-1984. You know, I mentioned the other day, Godman Todman production, Bill Todman, 1916-1979. Kurt Gowdy, sports announcer, 2006. The one and only Hank Bauer, 1922-2007. Don Murray, the singer, or the actor, rather, 1929-2024. Also, Lurch, Adams Family, Ted Cassidy, 1932-1979. Mm-hmm. Gary Lewis and the Playboys, John West, 1939-2025. That song, Beautiful Sunday, Daniel Boone, 1942. He died in 2023. Gary Lewis of Gary Lewis and the Playboys, 1945. Bob Welch, Fleetwood Mac, 1946-2012, from Hermits Hermits. Carl Green, 1947. Very good tennis player from Down Under. Yvonne Goolagan, 1951. Bum, ba-da-da, bum, 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 bum. James Reed, the actor, 1953. Dirk Blocker, another actor, 1953. The Bull, Leon Durham, baseball, 1957. REM's Bill Berry, 1958. Norman Cook from the House Martians. He was born in 1963. J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter, 1965. Dean Cain, 1966. Gus Frerotte, the quarterback, 1973. Amelia Fox, the actress, 1974. Zach Brown, country singer, kind of, 1978. And who else do we have? Alexis Knapp, the singer, 1989. Enrico Rodriguez, the actor, 1998. Passing away on this day, one of the greatest basketball players of all time, Bill Russell, 2022. Yes, indeed. Andrew Johnson, president, 1875. Also passing away on this day, we have Gerald S. O'Loughlin. Who was he? You remember him from The Rookies. He was Lieutenant Eddie Riker. He died in 2015. Also passing away on this day, Gore Vidal, 2012. And one and a two and a sing-along with Mitch Miller, 2010. And, Country Music Hall of Famer, Jim Reeves. He passed away in 1964. You know, what's interesting about him, he had, I believe, almost 20 top 10 hits after his death. That's pretty amazing. Again, he passed away in 1964. And Stanley Steemer, Francis, one of the brothers, he passed away in 1918. All right, there you go. Oh, one more. The original Uncle Sam, Samuel Wilson, 1854. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. He was had a very interesting career. He was repairing furnaces in a beer bottling plant when his brother somehow was able to get him a tryout with the White Sox. Okay, but 1 month after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, he enlisted, and he ended up with 11 campaign ribbons through 32 months of combat. Two Bronze Stars, one a V for Valor, and two Purple Hearts and others. And then when he came back, he was doing some work, local pipe fitters, and finally he got a chance and ended up playing baseball for 14 years in the major leagues, most of them with the New York Yankees, and in all, total, 8 world championships. He also managed the 1966 Baltimore Orioles to the world championship, but 7 came with the Yankees. He was an amazing man. Hank Bauer goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. A Creston native will be participating in the world's largest international maritime warfare exercise. Petty Officer 3rd Class Ann Higuera, an Atascadero High School graduate, serves aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt and will be participating in the biennial Rim of the Pacific exercise. Atascadero's free Saturday concert series continues tomorrow from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Lake Park. Tomorrow's entertainment will feature Josh Rosenblum, an artist based on California's Central Coast, bringing pop sensibility to genres of Southern rock, soul, and country. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 103. It's 64 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage,
MarsMegastorage.com.
He once crawled up on top of the Yankee dugout looking for a fan who was shouting racial slurs at Elston Howard. And he pinned Whitey Ford up to the wall of the dugout one day and said, "Don't mess with my money." It had to do with what he thought players like Ford and Mantle were overindulging after hours. Hank Bauer, an amazing person. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.